This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Those are the voices of Jeffrey Goldberg, reporter, editor-in-chief, actually, from The Atlantic, and then the Department of Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth. His response to the report last night that Goldberg received a signal group message. And in that message were war plans, basically, which was admitted to later. They did admit to doing that. And to talk about what the fallout is and where we stand right now, we go to the guest line this morning and we visit with Kelly Meyer with the News Nation, is the White House correspondent there, and joins us on KMOX. Kelly, good to talk to you. How are you?
Good to be with you. I'm doing well, just following all of these latest developments around this wild story in Washington.
So what's the truth of about what actually happened?
You know, that's really what's up for debate right now. You're hearing Democrats really pushing back on top U.S. officials. We just heard it in this hearing happening on Capitol Hill, Democrats asking them if this information was classified, were they in this chat, and really condemning them for kind of talking about these war plans about the Houthis and attacks against the Houthis in Yemen on this Signal app. You heard the CIA director, John Radcliffe, saying that he was in that chat, but he said that Signal was added to his CIA desktop and it was permissible and usable. But they both said, both Radcliffe and the DNI, Tulsi Gabbard, saying that this wasn't classified information and that there were no war plans discussed. So you're really seeing, I'm here at the White House now, and you're seeing the White House really pushing back on this journalist and on the messages that there was anything about war plans or classified information contained in these messages.
Okay, well, the National Security Council confirmed what Jeffrey Goldberg received, the Atlantic report about the Signal messages. So are you saying that Tulsi Gabbard and those being questioned they're not denying that those texts through Signal were sent to Jeffrey Goldberg? They're just saying they weren't that important?
Basically, yeah. And even the National Security Council, like you said, put out this statement yesterday saying that the message thread appears to be authentic and we're launching an investigation into this. And then you heard the White House saying that the president has the utmost confidence in National Security Advisor Mike Waltz, who was the one who essentially seems to be the one that added Jeffrey Goldberg to this thread. But when you heard from Radcliffe and Gabbard, top officials in the intelligence community today, they were saying, you know, well, Gabbard, first of all, wouldn't say or whether or not she was on that text chain. Radcliffe did say he was on that text chain, but they both did say that there were no messages that contained classified information having to do with war plans. And now Jeffrey Goldberg was just asked on another podcast whether or not he would release the receipts and the messages that went through all of this. And he was saying that no, he wouldn't, but maybe he would in the future. He just said they are wrong in this situation.
So obviously there is a something is not connecting here. Do we know who was supposed to be on that thread? If they put him there on purpose or was it by accident? What exactly happened?
It seems as though he was inadvertently added to this text chain. It seems like that is agreed upon. Even Radcliffe in the hearing saying that he doesn't know how he got on this chain, but he was obviously added somehow. But there it seems as though they're not denying that there was a chain, that they're not denying that there were messages shared, that there was a reporter on this, but they are denying the content of what this information was, saying it wasn't classified, because there was a lot of pushback, especially from former administration officials I've been talking to from the Biden administration, saying, what if this information got into the wrong hands? Even the top Democrat on the Senate Intelligence Committee today saying, what if this got out to the Houthis and then that put American lives in danger in this important attack? So it was more of the question of, did this information, what if this got into the wrong hands and American lives were lost? So there is going to be obviously more investigations and more probing here into this question. There are calls already for the Secretary of Defense, Pete Hegseth, and the U.S. National Security Advisor, Mike Waltz, to resign. But it seems as though the president right now standing by Waltz, saying he's a good man and that they haven't had any, quote, glitches in the first 2 months of his administration.
But we do know that Jeffrey Goldberg got these texts about bombing the Houthis 2 hours before the first bombs exploded, correct? Has that been confirmed?
So even in that sense, they asked Gabbard, I believe, about this in the hearing today, and she said that there wasn't anything having to do with weapons, targets, or timing in those messages. So you're seeing the top intelligence officials and then, of course, what you heard from Hegseth last night saying that there were no war plans and discrediting the journalist, essentially. So it's now becoming a matter of he said, she said, what the journalist is saying, even though he did provide receipts and pictures of that thread. You saw the emojis that were used, the name of the group chat, Houthi PC small group, all in this article from The Atlantic.
Yeah.
But they are denying this now. They are now making it The Atlantic versus the Trump administration and discrediting this journalist.
Wait. So they're literally then, Tulsi Gabbard, the people who are denying it in the administration. So what they're doing is they're accusing Jeffrey Goldberg of making up the screenshots of the texts?
Essentially, they're saying that this wasn't true, that this didn't, that there was nothing in these messages, that there was nothing classified in those messages. I don't think they're arguing that there was a chain, but it seems to be that they are pushing back on his receipts of this, I guess.
I don't know if you or how much you have heard about this. There was an NPR report from about an hour ago that they are saying that an email went out around the Pentagon warning people there about using Signal. For messages just in general, because there's a security issue there. Do we know anything about that?
Yeah, so far that reporting just coming out, and it just kind of goes back to even Radcliffe saying in this hearing today that he felt as though this was permissible to use. He was said that this, again, was put on his laptop, put on his desktop computer. He thought he was okay to use this. Even though Caroline Levitt in her statement today did say that they are undergoing kind of a review with top officials of other appropriate platforms to use. So I think there is still this debate over whether or not Signal should have been used within the administration. But that obviously pointing to a larger issue with using something like Signal. It's encrypted, but it isn't one of those recommended outlets for top administration officials to use. But again, they are pushing back on that as well, saying that they were allowed to use this. There was no issue with them using it.
Yeah. And Jeffrey Goldberg, again, in his very detailed story, says when he's talking about getting these texts, how he got one from Pete Hegseth, posted in Signal a team update. He said, quote, "I will not quote from this update or from certain other subsequent texts. The information contained in them, if they had been read by an adversary of the United States, could conceivably have been used to harm American military and intelligence personnel, particularly in the broader Middle East Central Command's area of responsibility." And then he goes on and says, here's what I'll say about the shocking recklessness of this Signal conversation. So basically, Jeffrey Goldberg is saying, I have this information, but this would be so irresponsible of me to publish it.
Right. And that's even what he just said in a podcast not too long ago, saying that, okay, well, since they're pushing back on this, the obvious response for you is just to release all of your receipts and all of this information that you were kind of, like you said, some of the information he was holding back on sharing. And then he said, no, I won't. Maybe I will in the future. He just said, quote, they're wrong. They are wrong here. But he is not saying he's going to release any more details.
Well, this is a fun story, isn't it? Are there people who are maybe on that side of the aisle who are not maybe not speaking publicly, but privately or on background saying, hey, you know, this is not good? Or has everybody sort of gotten behind the defense of it?
Yeah, I mean, the president definitely has the people that are standing behind him on this and then get in line. But there are people who probably have spoken out more on background or are on the other side of this, saying that this is deeply concerning and Waltz should be fired over something like this. And then you have the Republicans on Capitol Hill that are really, they didn't want to ask a lot of questions in the hearing openly about this, but they did say in the classified setting that they were planning to ask about this. And they might get into it more in the closed portion, which would be, you know, classified and not able to report, but they might ask some more questions in there. They even expressed in their initial reaction last night, you know, that they're going to get to the bottom of it and they have a concern about it.
Are we seeing, I know you mentioned some of the concern from the Democrats within Congress. Are we seeing any pushback from Republicans who are concerned about this?
So there was some initial questioning when this report came out. I think John Cornyn kind of expressing, a Texas senator expressing that he couldn't believe that something like this happened. And the Senate Majority Leader, John Thune, saying that they are, you know, pledging to get to the bottom of it, essentially. So rather than just immediately kind of coming to the president's defense, they took the objective, we're going to get to the bottom of this, what happened. So there's that sense. But I think it is kind of splitting into two camps, some people that are standing behind the president and saying, slamming this journalist and just saying that this isn't true. This is, you know, essentially what they say, fake news. And then there's the other camp that are saying, let's just investigate this and find out what really happened and make sure that our information is secure, especially when it comes to things like national security and war plans.
Quick final question. I know you brought up Signal and people using Signal and not using Signal. Is it normal for administrations, for the government, for the Department of Defense to use a messaging platform like this? Have we seen this in previous administrations?
You know, it's a good question. For what I've seen, you know, we use Signal as reporters to talk to government workers, for example, who want to speak out about the layoffs and wanted to reach out to us in this encrypted way. I was talking with defense officials, but not such high-level officials. I think in this setting, in this matter, that you had people like the Vice President of the United States, the Defense Secretary, the Secretary of State, the Director of National Intelligence, the CIA Director, you had all of these people on a group chat that was titled Houthi Small Group. I think that this was a unique situation. They're trying to say that this was just kind of the beginning chat and they were taking other, you know, information, other conversations to another platform. But I think this is unlike something that we've seen before.
News Nation White House correspondent Kelly Meyer, thank you so much for visiting with us today.
Thank you.
Never text anything important.
Even I know that.
Never.
And I would definitely not name it the let's bomb the Houthis thread. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I mean,
it's a little
on
the nose.
It's too on the nose. This is a Saturday Night Live skit. And the personal, here's what I don't like. I don't like our Secretary of Defense being super emotional and defensive. Not a great look. Listen, if something like this happens, be calm. Explain what happened. Describe what happened. You know, if you made a mistake, you made a mistake. If you believe you didn't, then explain it.
Yeah.
But to get emotional and defensive and ad hominem attacks like, well, the Atlantic and like the president, Atlantic's going out of business. It's so juvenile. It's so disheartening. It's pretty gross, to be honest. And Pete Hegseth did not conduct himself in a manner that was worthy of the position that he is in.
I don't imagine anything will come of it. I don't know. It doesn't feel like it's normal. Like times are not particularly normal, and I think in the past this would result in firings and resignations
or an FBI investigation,
and my guess is none of that is going to happen. Maybe I'm wrong. We'll see what does happen, but it's a fascinating story nonetheless.
Scandalous.
Amy Marks Kors and Chris Ranji on 104.1 FM KMOX.